This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Ariana Grande said just a few months ago she had told her team that she was not in a place where she could tour or work at all. That's all changed now. Yep, she's now kicking off her third tour in May and released two albums within a year. My friends, you guys and this music really saved my life and turned everything around, she revealed. Yeah, and getting rid of Pete Davidson. Kylie Jenner has experienced trust issues amid the Tristan Thompson Jordan Woods cheating scandal. A week after news broke that Jenner's best friend, Woods, hooked up with Khloe Kardashian's then-boyfriend, Thompson, Kylie, 21, had accused her own boyfriend, Travis Scott, of cheating. She checked his phone and saw something that she didn't like. Bad boy, sicko mode. The TV series Riverdale has announced that they'll dedicate all of the remaining episodes of the show to Luke Perry, who died after suffering a massive stroke. Perry, who was 52, played Fred Andrews on the teen drama series, which is currently in its third season. Luke originally became famous in the 90s, playing Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210. R.I.P. Rita Ora and Andrew Garfield have called it quits. The relationship just fizzled out, and it was Andrew that pulled the plug. The pop star and the Oscar-nominated actor were first linked in November. Garfield and Emma Stone used to be a pair. Rita has been linked to Calvin Harris, Bruno Mars, Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker, and Rob Kardashian. Wait, Rob Kardashian? Good God! Gayle King never thought she was in danger during her interview with R. Kelly on CBS This Morning. I was never worried he was going to hurt me. I was more worried that he was going to get up and leave, she said. The anchor remained composed as Kelly repeatedly punched his hand, hit his chest, and at one point stood up to speak directly to the camera. She kept her calm the whole time. Amazing. What a pro. Ed Sheeran secretly tied the knot with Cherry Seaborn around Christmas time in Britain, according to the British tabloid The Sun. 40 people were on hand to witness the nuptials at Ed's country estate in England's Suffolk County. It was very quiet. Just Ed's oldest school pals, limited family, and the priest, a source said. Wow, they must have all pinky sweared to keep their silence. Perfect. Channing Tatum and Jessie J haven't officially come out as an item despite sparking romance buzz, but their flirty social media exchanges say otherwise. The Bang Bang singer's recent Instagram post showed her lounging in a bikini, and that got him chiming in. They struck up a relationship after the Magic Mike actor split with his wife of 9 years in 2018. Horny twits. Roseanne Barr didn't hold back on the Me Too movement in a new interview, launching a verbal attack on women. The 66-year-old comedian, who was axed from the hit Roseanne reboot last May following a racist tweet, mocked sexual assault accusers and the Me Too movement witch hunt. Barr then called them hoes for being in men's hotel rooms in the first place. Discuss. Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, saying, quote, "I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy! Fan base," unquote. Trebek, who's hosted the show for 34 years, said he has to beat the disease because he has 3 years left on his contract. Good luck, Alex. All signs are pointing to Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid being back together. For the past few years, the former One Direction member and model have been in an on-again, off-again relationship. In early January, news broke that the two had been on a break for the past 2 months. Shortly after, new reports surfaced that it was actually not a break, but a breakup. I'm so confused. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Danielle Staub is putting her latest wedding on hold. Why? Her two daughters, Christine and Jillian, requested it. The 56-year-old had announced plans to marry Oliver Meyer, a businessman she's been dating for 6 weeks. That was her 21st engagement, and she only got divorced 2 weeks before that. Who would marry this woman? Johnny Depp's attorneys don't want to silence Amber Heard. No, they want to hear from her in a big way. Depp sued Heard for defamation over an op-ed she wrote last year where she referred to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Depp denies ever abusing her and is asking for $50 million in damages. Yeah, his complaint is 40 pages. That's a lot of complaints. Ben Affleck and Lindsay Shookus have long been rumored to have been together, as in long. While they started publicly dating in spring 2017, some reports say their relationship began as early as 2014. Immediately after they split, Affleck began a relationship with Playboy model Shauna Sexton. Then they split last summer before Affleck checked into rehab again. Only in LA. Mariah Carey believes her former assistant's lawsuit against her has no merit and wants the case thrown out. Carey's denying all of the allegations made against her by her former assistant, Liana Shakhdazarian. When Carey split with James Packer 2 years ago, she reached a multi-million dollar settlement with him, and at the time, Shaq signed away her rights to sue her. Stay tuned. The Trash Bin. Teresa Judice revealed that she and her husband Joe would go their separate ways if he's deported during the taping of the Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 9 reunion. The reality star said, quote, "I'm not doing a long-distance relationship. I'm not doing it. I want somebody with me every day," unquote. Hey, Teresa, what's so bad about Italy? Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Tesla will be unveiling its new Model Y SUV this week. Amazon's joint healthcare venture with JP Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway has a name: Haven. Good news for San Diego: Apple is adding 1,200 employees over the next 3 years. Google's human-sounding AI that can make a restaurant reservation for you is coming to iPhones. Hey Google, make a reservation at Blank Steakhouse.
I prefer Italian, Peter.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Captain Marvel is the brand new number one film.
The number one album.
Wasteland Baby by Hozier enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Well, guess what? It's Minecraft Pocket Edition. Again.
The number one book.
Becoming by Michelle Obama retakes the number one spot on the nonfiction chart.
The Jonas Brothers were formed in 2005 and gained popularity from their appearances on the Disney Channel. Kevin, Joe, and Nick starred in the Disney Channel original movie Camp Rock and its sequel Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam. They also starred in their own series, Jonas. The band released 4 albums, It's About Time, Jonas Brothers, A Little Bit Longer, and Lines, Vines, and Trying Times. In 2008, the group was nominated for the Best New Artist Award at the Grammys and won the award for Breakthrough Artist at the American Music Awards. The band broke up in 2013. Now, they're back. From their new album, here's the Jonas Brothers with the title track and song of the week, Sucker.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious, I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
That was the Jonas Brothers with the Song of the Week. soccer. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.